The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're going to talk about a very timely, seasonally timely topic today. We're going to be talking about sore throats, coughs, colds, being under the weather. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And Dr. Slavin, I know that I have a number of different kind of combinations that I use if I've been around someone who's sick or I feel like I might be coming down with something. I have certain go-to formulas that I just love and help to keep me on my feet and not getting sick. So I'm wondering, do you have certain favorites, certain go-to things that you choose?
Well, I'd like to reverse engineer this first.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because here's how all this works. This time of year, especially in Florida, I think, with all the snowbirds coming down, we seem to see a increase in the number of coughs and colds that people are going to doctor's offices with. And there's a group of people that accept the antibiotics that the doctors hand out like candy. And then there are other people that say, I don't want an antibiotic. What can I use? First of all, that's much safer. You know, as was recently reported, taking one course of antibiotics will upset your microbiome. In other words, the gut flora for over a year. It takes that long to, you know, put it back in place. And sometimes longer because people aren't taking the proper steps to prevent that from happening. So you have the people getting the antibiotics, the people going for the natural approaches to treat their coughs and colds and sore throats. And then you have the other group of people that refuse to get sick and want to do everything they can on a daily basis to keep their immune system functioning at a high level.
That's
not to
me.
Get sick.
That's me.
Right. We won't talk about the laryngitis you had a few weeks ago.
Well, sometimes.
But it didn't stop you from working. You just stopped you from talking.
And that's kind of what I say. Sometimes you feel like you have contracted the bug, but you don't feel sick. You're not laid low.
Now, somebody, there was a, when I first started doing radio back around 1991,
when you were a teenager, right?
The host of the show, because I was like a weekly guest, and it was a show that was sponsored by Liberty Laboratories, a lab in Brooklyn, and she would put more into it. For example, if someone had laryngitis, she would say, "Who's trying to stop you from talking? Or what do you,
well,
you know, that kind of
there's
approach?"
Very, very much an energetic, intangible aspect to a lot of different illnesses.
You know, so, but that's the topic for another day.
Okay, well, I don't even know if we're going to ever get to go there, Dr. Slavin, but that's Louise Hay, Heal Yourself. So psychological energetic contributors to illness.
Well, but definitely there is a connection there as well.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So I would think that the listeners of this program really, I know they're trying to do as good a job as possible as far as staying healthy, and not get sick. And, of course, then if you get sick, what are the steps to do? But let's talk first about staying healthy. I would say the two most important things, and probably the things that undermine your immune system more than anything, is not getting enough sleep and too much sugar. And that's what happens this time of year.
I have a third.
Go ahead.
Stress.
Well, it all goes together, too, you know. So we have, all right, stress, lack of sleep, and sugar, because with all the parties, staying up late, why is there more stress this time of year?
For some reason, it's self-imposed stress. I think that there are a lot more things that people have to get done that are in addition to their usual day-to-day responsibilities.
It's more than that, too. It's the holidays are reminders of happier times in the past or maybe missed loved ones, you know, that kind of thing. So it's for some people, it creates a little element of sadness, too.
Well, there's a financial stress, too, because there's a very, very significant impact on, again, day-to-day finances. There's extra money needed for extra food, extra guests, extra gifts.
I would think, though, people should be planning from January 1st for the next round of holidays.
I'm sorry. The next round of holidays, and these are Hallmark holidays, Valentine's Day, and then come a variety spring break where you have to do a little bit of entertaining of your children, then possibly Easter, Passover, then the end of school, and 4th of July. It's just one holiday imposed on us after another. So as we mature, we absolutely have to learn how to handle that schedule.
All right. So we said, you know, the sugar, stress, lack of sleep, a couple other things. Keep your vitamin D level optimal. And by optimal, it doesn't mean how much you take, because how much you take is irrelevant. It's what your levels are in your body, and you want to keep those levels up around 80.
And that won't stress your pocketbook. It's very, very affordable.
Also, vitamin C, extremely important for the immune system.
I want to take a little bit of a break, Dr. Slavin, and go back to the vitamin D. Do you have an opinion about what mainstream medicine offers with regard to vitamin D, which is 50,000 IUs taken orally one time a week?
Okay. Is it at least D3 and not D2?
In some cases, it's D3. I have seen D2.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear your opinion.
It's not the approach I use. In fact, with everything I prescribe for patients, if it's a one-a-day dose, I divide that dose and tell patients take it twice a day. The dosing, you know, the drug companies came out with the once-a-day dosing to improve compliance. But if you want to improve efficacy, then divide that dose and take it twice a day to make sure your levels are staying constant. If you take it once a day, they're going to peak, and then they're going to go down, and it'll peak again. So you want to keep the levels as constant as possible. Therefore, I still recommend using vitamin D on a daily basis, and our testing has shown that the people using it on a daily basis actually do better. However, it does take a while for someone to increase their vitamin D levels. So initially, maybe for a week, for example, I might put them on 50,000 units once a day to get their levels up there a little quicker, and then drop down to the maintenance dose of 10,000 units a day.
Okay, that's one of the ways that I approach it. I generally use a combination of A and D because I think that they're so very complementary, and that high dose, 100,000 units of A, 50,000 of D for about a week, mm-hmm. taken on a daily basis. I think that helps so many people who are already dealing with a respiratory issue. So supporting your immune system and supporting creating healthy lung tissue.
So we said vitamin C, the way I would recommend someone take it, 5,000 milligrams four times a day. You don't want to take a big dose once a day because it's water soluble. It's going to go in and out of your body quickly. You want to maintain You want to, first of all, optimize absorption of the vitamin C.
And so, my suggestion, jumping in there, Dr. Slavin, is start slowly. Because if somebody starts taking that very high dose of vitamin C, they're going to create havoc in their stomachs. Their upper digestive tract is going to get unsettled, and certainly it has an effect on bowels if you don't begin introducing it slowly.
I agree. Why
okay.
not? You know, and then I think another important nutrient all year long, but particularly this time of year, is zinc. Zinc also plays a role in keeping your immune system functioning optimally. Just trying to think of, so we mentioned vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D.
Vitamin A.
And vitamin A.
Okay, I have to say the same thing about zinc that I said about vitamin C. Again, you want to optimize that dose. You want to understand that zinc and copper are in an interactive ratio. Mm-hmm. And so very important to maintain that correct ratio. But if you start with a high dose of zinc and your body's not accustomed to it, it feels like there is a brick in your stomach.
And the ratio of zinc is about 20 to 1. So if you're taking 20 milligrams of zinc, you want to take about 1 milligram of copper.
All right. So there are some very, very nice balanced formulas out there. You want to remember that when you're using these minerals for immune support and for any purpose, you want to make sure that they are in a chelated form, bound to an amino acid, so the absorption and delivery is optimized.
And that's where a good multivitamin comes in, because if you're taking a good one, and my definition of a good one is usually around 6 capsules a day, and the reason it's at least 6 is minerals take up a lot of space. So to get a lot of the minerals that you require requires just more capsules. You can get adequate amounts of vitamins and probably 1 or 2 a day, but not the minerals. Minerals take up space. So, and that's how I evaluate a multivitamin is how much minerals they put in there, because it's not enough just to list it and then they give you 1 milligram. That's not going to do it. And then sometimes, and you only know this with testing, sometimes you have to add to that. And here's what I found also. If you do testing, you can find out who's absorbing their nutrients and who's not absorbing them. And when it comes to minerals, if you're not absorbing them, it could be either the product that's not working well for you, or maybe you don't have enough of the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. In other words, an acidic enough pH in your stomach. Maybe you're taking acid blockers. And that's going to, all bets are off when you take acid blockers.
How about if you're taking statin-type drugs? Very significant interruption in your ability to absorb a variety of different nutrients. I hear music, Dr. Slavin, and that means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. This show is brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and what we're going to do is tell you all about Advanced Medical Testing Center when we get back from this break. Stay tuned. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just before the break, I was mentioning that this show is sponsored by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And Dr. Slavin, if you, well, you for years and years and years have had a variety of different labs that handle the test, the blood that you draw to test for different things. And how does Advanced Medical Testing Center handle these tests, and what kind of tests do they offer? What kind of labs do they use that's different than that mainstream? LabCorp and Quest is what I see over and over and over with people who come to see me.
That's true, because they have the most drawing centers around. But Advanced Medical Testing Centers deal with every lab out there. Quest and LabCorp is not the only choice for people. And why would you choose other labs? Well, they do tests that Quest and LabCorp don't do. Sometimes you choose another lab because their prices are going to be less than Quest and LabCorp, especially now. I'm getting feedback from a lot of patients, and they fall into a couple of categories. Some have HMOs, and their doctor, the primary doctor, won't order the test for them, so they want to come and just have some tests ordered. And through Advanced Medical Testing Centers, they can access or any test they want for a lot lower price than Quest or LabCorp would charge, the number one. Secondly, another group of people have insurance, and then they find out after the fact that they haven't met the deductible, or they thought the lab work was automatically covered, and then they're getting these bills. And, you know, there's a choice here. You may want to let those high prices go toward your deductible, or you can save about at least 50% on those prices if you just went to Advanced Medical Testing Centers, had the same tests, and just paid for them. It can still be applied to your insurance, but you paid a lot less out of pocket. That's what people don't realize. So,
yeah, I would think, okay, with some of those medical plans, that blood testing would automatically be covered, but that's not the case. Maybe it's just once a year.
They're getting very tricky. It used to be the insurances would cover labs, no question. Then I've seen plans where the labs are included in your deductible. So, in other words, you had to meet your deductible before the labs are covered. It used to be that was outside your deductible. Then I've seen other insurances where they only test once. They allow you to get labs once a year.
Right.
And then if you find anything wrong with the people and you have to follow it up, they won't cover those. Kind of crazy. Now, this takes us back to the whole point is how the pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies are manipulating the public and steering everybody toward what they want. What do they want? They want you to get sick, believe it or not, because then they can sell lots of drugs when you're sick. So in other words, they don't want to give you the opportunity to do a lot of prevention, because prevention keeps people healthy, and then you can't sell drugs. And the whole healthcare system revolves around selling drugs and hospitalizations. What would happen, and this should make everybody understand it, if people were healthy, the hospitals would be empty, and the whole system would collapse.
Oh, this is a very, very interesting discussion. I was reading a magazine this morning, and there was a proposal for a population feedback, okay, and they wanted to know, what are the things that scare the citizens the most? Is it guns? Are we so afraid of guns that we want to outlaw guns? Illegal immigration? Are we so afraid of illegal immigration that we want to outlaw? It is already. It's illegal immigration, but are we so afraid of that we want to really secure the borders? Or are we so afraid of the corporate takeover of our government that we find that the government is no longer representing the citizens, but rather the corporations? I just thought it was a very, very insightful quest for information about how the population thinks. So it's very much in the medical community where that corporate control of government is so, so obvious. So the insurance companies are essentially setting the parameters of what insurance is good for, and it seems like not very much.
Well, it's more insidious than that. They're creating an environment not conducive to the individual practitioner. It always used to be that doctors would practice on their own, but they've created such a poor environment for that that doctors are now opting to work for hospitals. And you see these big medical groups cropping up that are under the umbrella of a hospital. And now the hospital dictates to the doctors what should be done. And if they, and what should be done, if you imagine, if you, the hospital wants patients. So the doctors now, you know, obviously can't be interested in keeping people healthy because then they won't supply patients.
And that's what I said. Okay. Who do you find in hospitals? People who are very, very sick, sick enough to be hospitalized.
And I have firsthand, you know, witnessed doctors, and this isn't hospitalized patients, withholding treatments in order to get the patient to agree to a more invasive procedure. For example, patient comes in with chest pain, not going to give you the nitroglycerin and the medication to control chest pain, so he allows it to persist. So then the doctor says, well, we've got to do that cardiac cath to get the patient to consent to the cardiac cath. But here's the problem with that approach. We know that the medical treatment for chest pain is probably more effective than invasive surgical treatment. And by more effective, we're talking about mortality statistics. There isn't an improvement in mortality if you go for the surgeries or the invasive treatments versus medication. Janet, we have a caller on the line.
We have Sam on the line with a question for us, Dr. Slavin. Good morning, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Enjoying your show.
Wonderful.
I heard earlier you were talking about laboratories. I wasn't sure. Are you familiar with American Metabolic Laboratories? I think Dr. Shandell is the laboratory director.
Very, very familiar with Dr. Shandell. As a matter of fact, I was a very, very fortunate yesterday to have a nice visit with Dr. Shandell, and lots of very, very important information, and all of the information that Dr. Shandell brings to the people availing themselves of his services.
Okay, because, yeah, I've heard about his tests and stuff, and do you have an opinion on any of that? Or
Okay. It just makes such very, very good sense. So he has the two tests that I was familiarizing myself with yesterday, and one was the longevity test that gives a very, very nice profile of things to evaluate. So you have this excellent profile of tests that is going to give you an insight into the quality of your individual aging process. Then the other test that he offers is the cancer profile test. So again, you were going to get a bit of information about how well your immune system is functioning. So very, very, two incredibly important aspects. And the other thing that I found interesting is Dr. Shendell is working on developing a test for telomeres. And that's something that I'm so very, very interested in, because that is absolutely the most incredibly important aspect with regard to aging. It tells you how well your cells are able to replicate. So very, very interesting work being done by Dr. Shendell, and that's American Metabolic Laboratories, and that's on Sheridan Street in Hollywood. Have you had the test done at American Metabolic Laboratories?
I did, actually. It's been a while, but yes, I did.
Okay, and do you continue to keep up with those tests to see that you are maintaining a very, very optimized aging situation, that you are doing all of the things to support your immune system?
I try to do them once a year.
Excellent.
Do you have of the two, of the cancer profile and longevity profile, which do you have a preference, or what do you think is the best?
Yes. you would need to do both. You want to see how your cells are handling the aging process, and if the approaches that you are using to minimize damage to your DNA, that all of the systems of your body are functioning in concert, there's perfect integration, that the path that you have chosen to support your anti-aging approach is doing its job. And then the cancer profile, that's very, very important, because once again, it's a very specific evaluation of how your immune system works.
Yeah, I think I heard Dr. Shendell say that the cancer profile is pre-visual? Does that sound familiar?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. What did he say?
I'm trying to remember. I heard Dr. Shandell say before it was cancer profiles pre-visual. Does that sound familiar? Pre-visual, before it can be found with by X-ray or MRI, or any kind of.
Well, I get what she's saying. In other words, different tests in the profile come back and there are abnormalities. It's very early detection before an MRI or any other study will show the presence of cancer, and which gives the patient the opportunity to make changes in their diet, because I think most of us, there's always room for improvement. And then you can repeat the test and find out, did you solve the problem? We forget. Our bodies have the ability to heal themselves if you remove the impediments to that.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
And that music means that we are set for a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And Dr. Slavin, we started out the show talking about coughs and colds and things like that. Now, a lot of times when people visit a mainstream doctor, the doctor, they'll say, okay, my throat is sore, my sinuses are stuffed, my eyes are dripping, everything's bad. Okay, typical cold symptoms.
Well, I want to mention, we mentioned vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin A, get enough sleep. Don't take so much sugar in during this time of year. You mentioned stress, all these things to avoid. Another thing that can be helpful in avoiding getting sick is the use of a silver spray. I know you've seen those products work very well, because that can be used in prevention, but it could also be used in the treatment of any of these viral syndromes, because silver is an effective antiviral, whereas antibiotics are not. Now, I'm not sure, Janet, where you were going when...
That's very true.
Yeah.
Okay. Diverging here. So what I'm talking about is when they see a mainstream doctor, and the doctor just writes a prescription for an antibiotic. No testing. Might you have a perspective on... what Advanced Medical Testing Centers has to offer with regard to finding out. Okay, we know that colds are rhinovirus. Okay, the antibiotics aren't going to work initially on that. What works is prevention, all of the things that you just mentioned. But what about the idea of swabbing the sore throat to see if it's strep? My thought was strep lives naturally in the back of our throat. So how insightful is that test?
When it comes to a cold, when you visit a doctor, you know, he may... He'll listen to your chest, make sure your lungs are clear. You may look in your throat, look in your ears, but most of the diagnosis is made by history, by talking to the patient and finding out exactly how they're feeling. The real decisions come if in a week you're not better, because the vast majority of these colds are going to get better in a week.
And just going back to your comment about my laryngitis, it went on for a very long time, and that seemed to be the nature of the cold that was going around. There were people who were sick for 3 weeks, but fortunately I was never laid low by it. I had the laryngitis for a while.
And you didn't take an antibiotic?
Never. No.
You got better without an antibiotic.
Not me.
Isn't that amazing? So, so really, if a cold persists, then you have to determine, is there something else going on? And that's when, maybe a chest x-ray is in order if you're coughing. Because, like I said, usually a cold is get better. You know, even, and I bet you, when you were sick, you didn't even have a fever.
I kind of think that I did because
you didn't have a thermometer.
I didn't have, true. I couldn't get warm. I had chills.
Okay.
So it was very interesting, and there's still a little bit of that left, which is very unusual for me.
Well, and that brings up another point, is so many people are so quick to take an aspirin or Tylenol to lower their temperature, when really that's the body's mechanism of fighting off these infections. You see, they thrive at 98.6. So when your temperature goes up to 100, 101, this is creating an environment that precludes their growth and replication so that your body can, you know, fight them off. So I would recommend not giving medication to suppress the temperature.
That temperature, rise in temperature, is even a very, very good thing to kill off cancer cells. At certain temperatures, cancer cells can't replicate.
Was that Huxley treatment?
Well, that's coined Nobel. There are two physicians, retired physicians, who put together that therapy of heating the blood to a certain temperature.
But Huxley, if I recall properly, would introduce bacteria into people with cancer to create a very high fever.
Okay, right.
And that's how they got, like you mentioned, the high fever killed the cancer.
I do want to take back a little bit of my intense negation of antibiotics, because I'm going to say maybe 8 or 10 years ago, a long time ago,
You're going to admit you took it once?
I had... And I remember you coming to visit me in the hospital, cellulitis, and there was I had some kind of a blood infection. I have kind of a suspicion where it came from, but intense illness.
We shouldn't pass on the thought that we're against antibiotics, period. We're against the overuse and indiscriminate use of antibiotics, because they are overutilized. And there are occasions when antibiotics are definitely necessary if you have sepsis. Now, are there alternative treatments to antibiotics? Yeah, they're out there. We talked about ultraviolet blood treatments, high-dose vitamin C. There are alternatives. But, you know, that's up to the patient to decide what approach he wants. And, to my way of thinking, you know, the antibiotics are so fraught with side effects. You just, take the time to read all the side effects associated with antibiotics. And then think about it.
Okay, so some of the side effects that I talk to people about are damage to the soft tissue around the joints, ligaments and tendons, and it's not uncommon to have a blown Achilles tendon 6 months after having taken a certain class of antibiotics. And unfortunately, it's such a time frame that most people think that the damage to the tendon has nothing to do with the antibiotic that they took months before. The side effect that I'd experienced during that hospitalization a number of years ago was intense digestive response, and I took a very, very high quality live probiotic formula, and that seemed to take care of it. It was very, very interesting, was very much a learning experience. And I know we have a caller on the line. Welcome to Natural Doc Radio. You have a question?
Yes. Hi, Janet. This is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, it's good to, I'm enjoying the show very much. I have a question. I went to a gynecologist yesterday because I heard that she does bioidentical hormones. And basically, she just told me I need estrogen but she gave me an insert of something for Vagifem. And I said, no, 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 that's synthetic. I don't want that. I want the bioidentical. So she said, well, I can write a script for that for the pharmacy that you recommended one time. But I said, well, don't I need a hormone panel? No, 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 you don't need a hormone panel. So I called up that pharmacy, and they recommended a hormone panel, so they're going to get the doctor's office is going to get back to me. Now, assuming she's going to let me have the hormone panel, do I need to go off any supplements that I've been on in the meantime to balance my hormones? Because I've been taking borage oil and fish oil and K2, calcium, magnesium, E, zinc, and that progesterone over the counter. Do you know if I need to get off that for a few days before to have the hormone panel?
Well, I'm going to defer to Dr. Slavin on this, but what I would say is you don't necessarily have to come off the nutrients, but that over-the-counter progesterone cream, and I wouldn't know how long you'd need to be off it. Remember that when I make the suggestion for that over-the-counter progesterone cream, it starts with a very low dose, and then I use about one-tenth of the recommended label dose. So it's a very, very low, all herbal source progesterone cream. Dr. Slavin, what do you think?
Just a quick question. Have you had a hysterectomy?
No.
So, because normally doctors will just prescribe an estrogen in women who have had a hysterectomy, even though I disagree with that, because they say, well, you don't have a uterus or ovaries, you don't need estrogen.
You don't need progesterone.
I mean, you don't need progesterone to balance off the estrogen. And in women with hysterectomies, I say, but they still have breasts. Breasts are hormonally sensitive tissues. And if you create estrogen dominance, as you will, with just taking estradiol, because that's what Vagifem is, it's just estradiol.
I was diagnosed with
atrophic vaginitis. Yeah. So, which is a lack of estrogen.
Yes.
But you need to balance it with progesterone. But here's the other point. In the body, women make three estrogens, estradiol, estriol, and estrone. And we talk about imitating nature. Why would you just pick out one of those estrogens and ignore the others, particularly estriol, because estriol is the anti-cancer estrogen. So you want to balance that with the estradiol. And then, of course, you want to balance everything with progesterone. And if you have your hormone panel done before you start taking hormones in a postmenopausal woman, either you're going to find that all your hormones are low, or you're going to find that maybe you have some estrogen there, but no progesterone. Progesterone is usually lacking. So at the very
you need a hormone panel, correct?
Well, you need it for two reasons. One is to get a baseline when you don't take it. Then you need to repeat it to check on the effects of the hormones you're taking. And if you're just taking estradiol, you're going to create estrogen dominance. And why is that important? It increases the risk of breast cancer.
Oh.
As simple as that.
Okay, so in Jean's case, with the issue that she's dealing with, it's very much indicative of out-of-balance hormones. So to have that hormone profile panel done, crucially important, you know where to focus your efforts.
Well, first of all, it's common in postmenopausal women that, the lack of hormones creates all these symptoms, and replacing the hormones helps relieve the symptoms. But here's the point. You want to do bioidentical. Why would you want to put a hormone that's foreign to your body? And the other problem with foreign hormones, by that I mean the synthetic ones that are patented by the drug companies, you can't measure them with a blood test, so you have no idea what effect they're having on your body. You can check what effect they're having on your breasts if you do a thermography, but that would be the only way to find out. So you use bioidentical.
I don't want to take anything synthetic. I refuse.
Well, the Vagifem is estradiol, so theoretically that should be bioidentical if it's estradiol, because that's what the body makes. But you're still missing estriol, and you're missing progesterone.
Right.
So it's incomplete.
The other question I have is, one of the recommendations that I made was a very, very fine vitamin E suppository. And I've have found that has been extremely effective at dissipating the effects of unbalanced hormones in postmenopausal women. So, Dr. Slavin, do you have an opinion on the vitamin E suppositories? And Jean, do you have a response about how beneficial or effective the E suppository was?
The vitamin E suppositories have been great. Now, she also gave me, you know, information because she figured out I'm the type that likes to do research, something called Esfina, you know, that you see on TV. And I looked at the paper and I said, I don't know what that is, but I'm sure that's synthetic, so I'm not taking that. And then she also recommended something called H-Y-A-L-O-G-Y-N, and that's just a moisturizer. I said, well, isn't that the same thing as vitamin E suppositories? Oh, she said, yes, you could take the vitamin E, so I'll just stick with the vitamin E. But the other two things, I said no, so I'm waiting for her to get back to me because I want to hormone panel. But the one question you forgot to answer, when I get this hormone panel, should I get off any of the supplements that I have been on?
No.
While
the only question I had was to do with the progesterone cream. I don't even think coming off that progesterone cream because the dose is so very, very low. I don't think you need to come off it, but you need to give Advanced Medical Testing Centers a call, 754-216-2332, because that testing center offers all of the hormone panel that you are in need of having tested. That music means it's time for us to have a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Thank you so much for your call, Jean, and stay tuned. More to come on Natural Doc Radio.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Okay, that clock is ticking down to the final minutes here on Natural Doc Radio. Dr. Slavin, I want to tell everybody about Jana Juice and Jana Biotic. And why do I want to tell them? For the very reason as we started the show today. What do you want? You want a very, very solid foundation. What's going to give you that solid foundation? Antioxidant circulating through your body from natural substances and beneficial bacteria from a good profile of probiotics. So Jana Juice and Jana Biotic, and I just want to tell everybody where they can find them. They can find them at all the Toonies stores at Greenlands. I'm usually there on Friday, but I will not be there this Friday.
How come? Are they closed?
They're closed.
Otherwise, you'd be there. Let me ask you a question. If they go to your website, do you list all the places where it's available?
Wouldn't that be an absolutely genius thing to do? OMG. I don't know. I haven't been to the website, but the website is janazon.com if anybody's interested. And there's numbers to call and places to leave questions and such. So if you have a question about what's the closest, store where you can buy the products, you can do that. So Greenlands, Nutrition Smart, all of their South Florida stores, Simply Natural Foods on Simply Natural Foods West. That's on State Road 84, the Healthy Way in Boca. I mentioned Toonies, Greenlands, Vitamin Emporium on Hillsborough Boulevard in Deerfield, and right here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. And I just want to tell everybody about Jana Balm. It used to be called Jana Lips. And what we found out with the all organic natural ingredients, soothing ingredients, it was great for a pimple. It was great for a mosquito or an insect bite. It was great for a rash as well as moisturizing your lips. So all of the places that I mentioned have Jana Balm available, also known as Jana Lips, and very affordable, fragrant. It smells so good. It's such a wonderful thing. Okay, that's my deal for today, Dr. Slavin. Okay, look at what we have here.
Well, I went to their website. I don't see a list of the stores where it's available.
Okay. But there is a place where they can contact.
Contact? Let's see what says contact.
Okay. Where does it say at contact? There you go. You can email janitar, J-A-N-E-T-A-R, at janazon.com.
How did you get janitar? What is that?
It's Janet Automatic Response.
Okay.
Okay. 561-239-8920. And you can leave a message. You type in your name and your email and the question and leave a message. Somebody will get back to you right away.
All right.
Okay.
And maybe the next time we look, there'll be a list of the stores where it's available.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Is that like wishful thinking? I can tell you all about the ingredients. Mm-hmm. I can tell you all about the products and such, but about the website, I'm electronically challenged.
So, before we run out of time today, we mentioned the different nutrients that help you maintain a strong immune system, and we left out probiotics. Very important. You want to maintain that all the time. Because we're constantly being exposed to environmental toxins like chlorine and fluorine that'll destroy your gut bacteria, the antibiotics in many of the foods like meat, unless you're trying to eat, should be searching for antibiotic-free meats, hormone-free meats, and chicken, because they also disrupt the gut bacteria.
Body temperature.
If a normal body temperature or a...
want a normal body temperature. That's part of how your body thrives. So things that are going to be supportive of thyroid function, like selenium and iodine. And then, very interesting, what are the nutrients supporting thymus function? And as we age, our thymus gland is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and that's a critically important part of how our immune systems function. So things like zinc, you mentioned that, vitamin B6, vitamin C, you mentioned, so many important things. Echinacea, that's one of my faves.
Well, you know, when you go through the list, then you begin to realize the importance of a good multivitamin that contains all your vitamins and minerals, because minerals are important too. One of the reasons they're important, if you are taking in adequate amounts of nutrient minerals, you're going to displace the toxic minerals we're constantly being exposed to and also prevent their absorption. So, for example, mercury. Mercury will upset the gut bacteria. So will the other toxic minerals frequently exposed to, like arsenic, cadmium, lead. You know, these are all toxic. So you can help reduce your accumulation of the toxic minerals by making sure you're taking in enough nutrient minerals on a daily basis.
On this article that you gave me at the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. one of the things about supporting your immune system so that you're not getting sore throats and coughs and colds, essential oil extracts. That's something that very soon I'm going to be having on Janazon.com. And so things like eucalyptus, slippery elm, fennel, peppermint, anise, all of these you can add to something you're consuming, and just inhaling them has a very, very beneficial effect on your immune function.
Well, eucalyptus in particular.
Right.
I remember long, long, long time ago.
Ancient times. They
had steam rooms with eucalyptus. They used to call it a eucalyptus room, right?
Right.
You know, so those are like old-time favorites that we lose track of because the drug companies inundate us with all their products, and we forget that there are a lot of natural and very effective products, just like there are a lot of effective treatments that aren't promoted by mainstream medicine. You mentioned the ultraviolet blood treatments, the IV vitamin C, just IV nutrients in general, the Myers cocktail.
I love that. So for people who think that they are been exposed to something, they're starting to get sick, maybe they're going to be traveling in a few days, to come and have a Myers cocktail, set them right back up on their feet again.
And we did mention, okay, so if you get sick, one of the things I like is the neti pot. And you can look that up online, and you can add silver to it.
Absolutely.
Which makes it even more effective, because normally you would rinse your nasal passages with salt water. So you add a little silver to that as well.
And they have just let us know, Dr. Slavin, we are out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. So it's been a very, very interesting and unusual show today with our surprise call-in guests. And we will be back tomorrow, 10 to 11, right here on Natural Doc Radio. Brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.